Another one of the consequences of COVID-19 and the shutdown, a dramatic, deadly rise in overdoses. Suspected overdoses nationally jumped 18% in March, 29% in April, and the latest figures we have is for May, increased by 42%. It's going to be another 5 or 6 months before we get really long-range numbers on the change in overdoses. During all of this, some individual counties are already saying they've seen increases of overdosing by 50%. Some of the reasons as traditional supply lines are interrupted. People who use drugs appear to be looking for new suppliers, substances that they're less familiar with, so that increases the risk of overdose and death. Making matters worse, a lot of treatment centers, drug courts, recovery programs have been forced to close or scale back during the shutdown. Some of those are now teetering on the brink of financial collapse and elimination. Problems, obviously, that money could help resolve, but yet out of the $2.5 trillion approved for emergency relief, Congress and the Trump administration sliced off $425 million. That's just about 0.01% for mental health and substance use treatments. If you or someone you know is dealing with addiction, not well, the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration can help you find treatment. The toll-free hotline is 1-800-662-HELP, 1-800-662-HELP, and online you can go to findtreatment.gov. Again, that's findtreatment.gov.